Did you ever wonder?
Did you ever wonder?
I do. Did you ever wonder
why the sun always rises,
but the stars never fall?
Why dry land is never satisfied by water?
And why fire never says enough?
Today on Bible Wonders, have you ever wondered what hate looks like? Well, today we're going to take a look at that in Job 41:20 as we continue our study of Leviathan and this monster that so clearly God is painting a picture of for Job to see what Satan really looks like and really what some of his motives are, and perhaps even understand the attack that Job himself experienced at the beginning of the book where he lost his children. So in Job 41:20, the verse is fairly short. It just says, out of his nostrils goeth smoke as out of a seething pot or cauldron. So as short as this verse is, it's packed with understanding about Satan as I have been processing this morning. When it says out of his nostrils, as important as it is to look into somebody's face, a big part of what you see in their face is their nose, their nostrils. And you're getting an idea when you see somebody who is full of rage, full of hate, that there is a way that they hold their nose, their nostrils, and there is a way that they like snort or breathe. And so just to start off, we get this picture that part of what is going on is coming out of the nose of Satan, and it says that it goeth. And the way that that word is a very, very common word in the Bible, but it's almost like something's being planted to grow. And so out of this Leviathan's nostrils is this seeds or plants that are going out there that are going to grow. And then this critical word of the verse from my standpoint is the word smoke. So when you look at that word smoke, interestingly, often in the Bible, it's a metaphor for hate. And there's a reason for that, because when you look at the word hate, it is a shin and a nun, and it almost has the idea of oxidizing seeds. If you ever wondered why abortion is such a horrible thing to God, because it's the seeds of humanity being oxidized or being murdered. And same thing when you see, you know, the smoke that's coming up from the judgment in the book of Revelation, is that actually here where God is judging these seeds of hate and seeds that Satan has been sowing in the world since, you know, he's been allowed to run free. And so when you think about this word smoke, which means seeing or being able to look upon hate, okay? And so when you think about Job's experience here, I'm sure the biggest devastation to him was not his business, but his children, which were his seeds, in fact. And so God is telling him here in this smoke that he's seeing hate, that Satan hated you. And what he specifically hates is seeds. And so we see that in the parable of the sower. Jesus talks about that Satan is going to come pick up these seeds of faith in this case. So then, interestingly, we're going to talk about this pot of hate that clearly Satan has, and it's seething, which means it's literally breathing. So this really, really big breath that's coming out of the face, like, and have you ever noted that when God breathed life into man, he breathed it, you know, into Adam's nostrils? Well, now Satan is wanting to breathe these seeds into you out of his nostrils. And so it's these seeds of hate, these seeds of wanting to oxidize all the seeds of goodness that God has, and he's got a whole pot of it. Well, the interesting thing about the word pot there is it is the same word, actually in Hebrew, as David. And so it's like this whole container that in the case of David would be used for worship, but in this case it's a whole container of seething hate. And then the word cauldron, which comes at the end of the verse, is also just a fascinating study because the word actually means bulrushes. So it's interesting to see how Bible translators try to deal with that pot, that maybe the pot was being cooked over bulrushes. But I had a thought that was really beautiful because clearly the last word in the verse is bulrushes. So here's this pot and here's this bulrushes. And so a lot of Bible translators, as the King James Version, called it a cauldron, which is pretty hard to make a cauldron out of bulrushes, but most translations, they translate it as this pot is being boiled by the burning of bulrushes, which that might make sense because Jesus made reference to a reed that would not be snuffed out. And when you think about reeds, they would make a great deal of smoke. But I thought of something else that he could be talking about here, that God was pointing out to Job, that there's a lot of hot springs in Israel. And there were certainly more hot springs in Israel back in Job's days. And the one plant that grows in hot springs are reeds. And so he might have been talking, if you've ever seen a hot spring, if you've ever been to Yellowstone and seen what that looks like, it's a lot of boiling, it's a lot of breathing, and it's a lot of hot smoke, it's a lot of hot steam. And so I thought about that as well, is that here's this whole giant built-up anger and hate that is coming out of the nostrils of Satan and what he specifically hates. And you can see it throughout the Bible, how many times he goes after children, the Baal worship that happened where these people were literally offering their children as sacrifices and drinking their blood, which has a unique chemical in it that actually is a very addictive drug. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible picture of what Satan does with his hate. So the question you can't help but ask yourself is, what really makes me boiling mad? And when I get to it, am I getting mad at the seeds of those things that Satan hates or those things that God hates? The reflection as I think about it today, as Jesus taught, to hate another person is to hate God's seeds, right? That person is full of God's seeds, male or female. They got all kinds of seeds in them. So if I hate another person, if I get boiling mad at another person, I've totally fallen in line with what Satan hates. And so, you know, God help me. I need your help to make sure that I hate the things that you hate and I love the things that you love.
Do you ever wonder?
Did you ever wonder?
I do.
One of our generous sponsors here at the Truth Network has come under fire. Fire from the enemy. Fire for standing up for family values. Actually, one of the biggest supporters of the movie Unplanned that talked about the horrors of abortion. Yes, it's Mike Lindell. You've heard me talk about his pillows for a long, long time, and no doubt big business is responding to Mike Lindell and all this generosity for causes for the kingdom by trying to shut down his business. You can't buy his pillows at Kohl's anymore. You can't get them on Amazon. Or you can't get them at Costco. They're attempting to close his business because he stood up for kingdom values. What a chance to respond, especially if you need a pillow. Oh, I've had mine now for years and years and years and still fluffs up as wonderful as ever. Queen size pillows are just $29.98. Be sure and use the promo code TRUTH or call 1-800-944-5396. That's 1-800-944-5396. Use the promo code TRUTH for values on any MyPillow product to support truth.